our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast. I'm Adam.
I'm Holly.
And we're awesome.
I don't know, we started.
Yeah, we just started.
This is how it starts. Are we recording?
Are we recording the whole time?
We've been recording this whole time?
Yeah, this whole time.
Oh, maybe I shouldn't have said those things.
Yeah. No, it's fine. We'll cut them out.
This has been every podcast.
This is Nerdist. That's what they do.
I think there's other ones that do it, but it's mostly Nerdist.
Yeah. Well, they don't have an intro. They just talk.
They just start.
Well, I guess he has his intro.
I mean, he does, but it's like separate. Yeah. I feel like most podcasts record their intro separate.
Yeah.
Dork Force didn't used to.
Do they now?
It does, yeah.
We don't.
Well, we have a song.
Well, that's how it started.
It's just how
it is. And then we say our thing.
My sister requested that we re-record the theme song because apparently there's a buzzing in it, and I don't care so or not.
Wow. I can redo it.
No, I like it how it is.
I don't even remember it.
I know all the words, but it's fine. You listen to it every week. You totally know it.
You know all my songs. You know all the words to the new one that I wrote.
No. My birthday one?
Yeah.
No, you don't even know the words to that.
No.
No. There's a lot about elephants.
There's a little bit about
elephants. Oh, so my birthday happened.
Happy birthday.
It was actually probably, like, borderline the worst birthday I've ever had.
That was one of those things that...
Yeah, it's not a trumpet. It's like a different thing.
It goes, and then, like, the thing rolls out.
Yeah. No, the little thing, like the noisemaker guy.
Yeah.
They don't always make noise. Sometimes it just...
So they just blow it and it goes...
They just like, that was it. That's all I get. Sometimes they bring those to rock, because like...
What are they called?
I don't know what they're called. They have a name?
Yeah.
I don't know they have a name. Sometimes they bring those to Rocky Horror as like the noisemakers that you're supposed to use during like the party noisemaker scene. They don't make any noise.
I gotta blow it. That thing you blow...
Oh, that's gonna be a good start.
Blow at birthday...
That thing you blow at birthday.
What are those party whistle things called where you blow?
And the stream run rolls. Holy cow!
A carnival blowout.
A party blowout.
Party blowers. Okay.
That's not a thing. I don't think any of that's real.
You Google what
you're
question.
You know what it is one person made that up, and then all the other people were like, yeah, that's definitely what they're called.
That's the noise.
Yeah. But anyway, it was my birthday. Not a good birthday. Had to work. Yeah. Wasn't a particularly good day. Had a good dinner. That was nice.
We did. Yeah, we finally went to a restaurant that we didn't, like, hate when we were
reading. Yeah, we went back to a restaurant here, and that, like, we don't do
that
very often.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's, like, two restaurants
we
go back to.
Went to Toasted Frog. I got the same thing that I got last time.
You did. You got the lamb burger.
And it was really good.
It was really good.
Like, really good.
I liked my meal, but I kind of wish I'd gotten the lamb burger. Yeah.
I kind of wish that I'd gotten yours, so.
If you'd told me that, we could have switched.
Well...
I like the lamb burger because it's not just like a burger made out of lamb. It's like Moroccan spice, like you would
usually eat
lamb.
It's got like some fancy stuff and like
the sauce
on
it. It would only be better if it was a goat burger.
Goat burger. I don't know.
I never had goat. I don't know.
I don't know if I'd like it. It's probably good, but I feel bad.
They serve it in town. There's a restaurant that apparently only ever serves goat.
And they yell like people.
Yeah, they're...
Ah!
They scream a lot.
Ah!
They're distressed often.
And they get creepy eyes.
So they...
Ah!
And I don't know why they haven't replaced the Wilhelm scream with, like, just a goat.
Ah!
I don't know the Wilhelm scream. Is that bad? Do you know what it is?
Something like that.
You know what it is?
Yeah, it's the one that they use.
This is the one that they use. Yeah, I feel like I looked it up and I was like, I would never recognize that in a million years.
All right, I'm going to do the goat noise one more time.
Okay.
Ah! All right, I'm done. That's
it. Such an appropriate thing
that's
to
the
ever
last
do.
One...
That's
the last one you get.
Just ever.
Ah!
See? You lied. You lied already.
Yep.
You're ready. I don't think I could do it if I tried.
No, you don't have to.
I can't do it. I don't have the right voice. I can't do voices. I can't do impressions or imitations of anything. I can do my sister's voice.
Yeah.
Here, I'll do it. Tell me something to say in my sister's voice.
I just talk like you normally would.
No, tell me something to say in my sister's voice.
Say, what is something she would say?
She would say, that's butts. That's what she would say.
Yeah. Uh-huh. She has
that's a, super butts.
She has a different way of talking than you.
She does a little bit. Yeah.
She has different inflections on words.
Yeah. Slightly, like, different vocabulary and stuff.
Yeah. That's because you're different people.
We're different people.
I mean, you guys are exactly the same.
We trade places in the night. Mm-hmm.
And I hope that's not true, because that would be that would super be weird.
I would not be okay with that. We never actually, like, that's one thing people always asked us growing up. It's like, oh, did you switch places for classes? But we never did. Because in first grade, my sister had her hair chopped off, just, like, real short. And I didn't. I had, like, long hair. And so people could easily tell the difference between us for the rest of forever.
Yeah. Until, like, high school. There was pictures of me and my brother in, like, I guess I was in, like, kindergarten and he was in second grade or something like that. And we have, like, the same haircut, the same shirt. And it's like...
You and your brother don't look the same, though. No. I mean, there's a resemblance, but it's mostly just in the fact that you're both hairy.
Yeah.
I would say is the most resemblance.
No, we're different hairy.
You are different, Harry. You're hairier.
Yeah, I got
he's hairy, you're hairier.
Like, my grandfather was, like, just, like, hairy like me. Like,
he's
just,
hair like you. Like, hair. Is your brother not, like, hairy everywhere?
I don't know. He's just regular hairy. Not like me. My dad was, like, real hairy, too. Yeah. My dad always had a big beard.
Yeah. You cut your beard, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
We put that on Facebook. You cut your beard.
Everyone liked the picture.
Okay, so real confused about this. If anyone could shed any light on this, I am curious to know. I posted this picture, and I captioned it, "Hey guys, some guy broke into my apartment and started calling me his wife." And it's just a picture of Adam with shorter face hair.
I think they just liked the picture of me.
22 or 23 likes from people who've never met you. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know.
I think it's just because they think that I'm awesome.
My working theory is that they missed that we were married before and that this was supposed to be my We Got Married announcement.
Oh, congratulations.
Congratulations
on your beard.
On being married. Now.
Good job. It's like, I always thought it was great, like, when you get, like, a party for graduating, like, sixth grade or whatever.
We didn't get parties. We got parties for graduating preschool.
Right, because, like, how could you not
do
that?
You cannot.
There's no way you can fail preschool.
I mean,
unless you, like, poop on the floor every day, then, like, you're not allowed
like,
to come back.
Like, you don't get to go to kindergarten yet. You gotta come back.
Next year.
No, it's not you're not allowed to come back, because you have to come back.
Yeah, you're gonna have to come back and not poop on the floor next year.
Yeah. I think my cousin has to repeat first grade.
Really?
Yeah, which is weird because he's the son of, like, really smart people, but he's just shitty.
He's just a shitty kid.
Yeah, I hope my uncle doesn't listen to this. If you do, I'm sorry, Brian, but...
Your kid's shitty.
Well, he, like, refused to be potty trained for a long time.
Oh,
like, he knew how to do it, but he knew that he could use that over his parents.
So he's like, extra smart.
No, he's... Nah, no. I don't know. I haven't interacted with
him. He's like an evil genius.
I don't think that. I think he's, he grew up, with privileges and money. So. And I think he grew up fighting for attention because his parents were both really busy. And so he was raised by his aunt and, probably craved attention. And so he knew he could get attention by not body training himself, by just pooping his pants when he wanted to. Gross,
so that's right? How I do it.
So you do it, poop pants.
Be like, I need attention.
But then you have to tell somebody about it because you're not a kid. Nobody's checking. You'd be like, hey, poop my pants.
Somebody care.
Somebody. Does anybody care that I just pooped in my pants?
And they'll be like, yeah.
Yeah, we care. You're gonna have to be anywhere else. Because it's not going to work out.
Let's do our top three.
What's our top three?
Top three favorite, top three worst bad movies.
Oh, okay. So my favorite bad movies?
No, your least favorite good movies.
Oh, my least favorite good movies. Oh, well, both of us are going to have the same number one. So it's, like, objectively good. Like,
right.
They rank
Everybody's
really
like, this movie's great.
You should pull up the IMDb, top 250.
All right.
So we'll try number two and number three first.
Yeah, because we both know.
Because we both
have
the same number one.
All right, how do I?
So start
it?
At the bottom
I'm
of like the
look
top
up
250.
Top 250. Oh, come on.
I think you have to find like a good one, and then they'll link to all of them. Like search The Godfather, and it'll say like what rank
Godfather.
It is.
That was a good movie.
I think it's number one.
Godfather Part Two is generally higher than it in the top really? 250. Yeah.
You might have scrolled down a bit. I know it's on there somewhere. Is it number two?
Number
Godfather
dos.
Two. Shawshank Redemption. That's yeah. Of course. It was Shawshank Redemption, Godfather Two. Okay, let's
see. I'm waiting to see one that I. Oh, this was so good.
One that you don't like. I didn't really like Fight Club. You know what? And that's gonna be my number three. Didn't really like Fight Club.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'll get ostracized for that.
I did like Fight Club.
People.
I think my number three is gonna be Interstellar.
Yeah,
which I just watched.
See Interstellar, but
it was fine. Like,
yeah.
People were like, "Oh, this movie's cool. It was great. Whatever."
But it. I don't know. Yeah, I know. We'll get
don't,
there.
Don't say anything.
We'll get there.
About
I'm
it.
Not saying anything. We'll get there. So far, okay. Interstellar is apparently number 23.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
Interstellar is on the list at 23. It was okay, but like it went way too far at the end. It was like, I'm your ghost. If you haven't seen it, then
yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
It was me the whole time.
It was me, and then we're like, yeah, we know.
Yeah, obviously.
We've all seen
Sixth Sense. We always assume it's you the first time. We know to look for a twist now.
Yeah.
I haven't seen all the movies on here. I've either liked so far, or I haven't seen. So, mm-hmm. You know, maybe I was too young, but I didn't really like Saving Private Ryan.
I didn't see it.
Hold on.
Oh, this one you don't like.
Oh, Memento. Yeah, I don't like Memento at all. That'll be my number two. Do not like it. Did not like Memento. Should have liked Memento. Didn't like it.
Yeah. I gotta find a number two here. Give me a minute.
Yeah. So number three for me was what? I forgot already. This is how good I am at remembering anything ever. Fight Club. Number three, Fight Club. Number two, Memento.
Princess Mononoke. I didn't like it.
It's
what?
Not that good.
I know. I'm sorry, everyone. I love Miyazaki films. Spirited Away is amazing.
I kind of feel like Miyazaki's overrated a little bit.
Grave of the Fireflies.
You shut your fucking mouth. You shut your mouth. I've seen that movie too many times.
I've seen it twice. That's too many times.
Once was the perfect number of times and also too many times.
Yeah. If you haven't seen Grave of the Fireflies,
watch it once. You need to watch it once.
Yeah.
You should never, ever watch it again.
And don't recommend it to anyone.
No, recommend it, but forewarn them that it's horrifically sad.
Yeah, it's also number 66 on the IMDb top 250 right now.
All
right,
so what was your number two? Your number two was Princess Mononoke. And
it's,
our number one.
It's one of my least favorite. Although, no, you know, we can talk about it for a minute. I'm still talking about Miyazaki.
Sure.
So Miyazaki films, a lot of times they're really good. Like, they're not always the best movie you've ever seen. Like, that Arrietty that we watched, that wasn't that great. The ending was kind of, what the fuck?
The ending was not American. Americans look for a sound resolution.
Yeah.
Like, this is how it's ending. That was not American.
It was very, like, French,
really,
almost.
Yeah, it was French. Yeah. It didn't really resolve. It just ended.
Yeah. No, I mean, the movie was kind of cool, but it wasn't, there was no resolution to it.
It was frustrating to watch.
Yeah.
I liked it, but it was frustrating to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. A Miyazaki, I'm fine with.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like the only Miyazaki movie that I really liked was, I mean, is Grave of the Fireflies Miyazaki? Or is it just Studio Ghibli?
It's Ghibli, but I don't know.
Yeah, I think the only one that I really liked was Spirited Away.
Really?
I didn't like Totoro.
Totoro takes, yeah.
I didn't like Arrietty. I haven't seen Kiki's Delivery Service.
Yeah, that one's cute. What else is there?
The house one? The
castle in the sky.
Castle, no.
Oh, no, the Howl's Moving Castle.
Howl's Moving Castle.
I like that one.
That
I like
fine.
That. I thought that was cool.
That's fine.
Because the, like, the girl.
Wasn't there one old. With, like, the pigs or whatever?
Porco Rosso?
Porco Rosso.
I think that's Gully's favorite.
It's not any good at all.
No, remember the we're kidnapped.
You
Yay!
Thought that was funny.
That was
I
the best
it
part.
It was the first, it was the beginning.
It was so much fun.
The rest of the movie was just not any good.
No, I mean, there's a story to it. Like, The Cat Returns is another one. I've never seen it.
Isn't there one with the one with
Ponyo.
Miyazaki, but the one with the girl, it's like a queen, and there's a wilderness, and there's like a...
Nausicaa? Yeah.
I like Nausicaa.
Nausicaa was cool, with the
but
big bugs.
I don't think that was Miyazaki.
Yeah, giant bugs, yeah.
Yeah, I like Nausicaa.
There's probably one or two we're forgetting, and people are yelling at us. I'm sure Gully's yelling at us.
Andy would be yelling super hard,
yeah,
but I don't think he
like
listens to the podcast, even though I've told him to.
Yeah, well, some people are dumb and don't listen
to
the podcast.
Also, we don't produce a very good podcast, so
yeah,
it's fine. I don't blame
okay,
him.
Number one.
Inception.
Sorry.
It's horrible.
If anybody liked Inception, we're sorry that
if
you liked
it. If you like Inception, here's the thing about Inception, and it's similar to Interstellar. It makes people who aren't very smart feel very smart.
Yeah. Because it makes people that
understand, in quotes, fake science.
Yeah.
It's not real science.
The thing about Inception was, it was so, like, I think it was trying to be, it attempted like it was looking to be confusing, but it was so simple.
It was trying to be very profound, like, maybe we don't know our reality is real, and maybe things are being planted. You know what? I don't care if I'm living in a dream. I don't care if someone planted my dreams.
Even if I am.
Even if I'm in that dream one that, like, 1 second's, like, 10 million years or whatever, right? Because every layer is, like, longer or something.
It's not.
I don't care.
Well, no, but it's not, because, like, I remember 10 years ago when I was younger and I didn't, like, be, like, my back didn't hurt all the time. And now I'm, like, older.
Yeah, it's just, I don't care. I don't care. Inception's dumb.
Inception is dumb. And, like,
It was, what, number 13 on the list?
I don't know. It was some dumb number.
How high up is Dark Knight right now? Because that was number one for, like, a million
number
years.
Number
four. I think it was only because Heath Ledger died, though. That helped a lot.
It was a really good movie.
It was a good movie, but I think it's a little bit because Heath Ledger died. Yeah. And then afterwards, we found out he was a good actor. No one thought he was a good actor.
Until he died.
And then we're like, oh, he can do stuff.
And he was all like...
He did Brokeback Mountain, and then he did someone who didn't look anything like him.
Yeah. I didn't see Brokeback Mountain.
You wouldn't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good
movie.
There's a lot of really good movies in here. I don't know if I've seen all of these.
I haven't seen a lot of the older ones. I think, like, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly is on there. I've never seen that.
That movie's real long.
Yeah. Old movies are.
It's really
Attention spans were different at that point.
You know,
Have you ever watched Gone with the Wind?
That's like a 4 hours.
It's like 4 hours, and it's not even a fast-paced 4 hours.
But, you know, from 1957, there was a good movie that had a good pace to it because it was a play first.
What was it?
12 Angry Men.
Yeah, okay.
That was good.
Like,
it had a good pace. It went along at a good clip. You got the whole story.
Because the play has to end, eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gone with the Wind, I forced myself to watch because I was like, oh, I should know what this is because I'm an adult. And you know what? It was terrible.
Remember when they made The Hobbit into three movies?
Yeah, and it should have been maybe one movie.
Yeah,
and then we watched the cut part, and it was good.
Yeah.
It was good.
There was an edit that someone did. It's like... I think it's 3 hours long.
Yeah,
three and
something
a half.
Like that. Like a normal long movie length. Yeah. Like extended edition.
Yeah, and it was all of the Hobbit movies cut into one concise story.
And nothing felt disjointed, really.
They edited
there was
it
actually
well.
Even some stuff in there that didn't need to be there. Like, they could have cut more.
Yeah.
And we didn't see the third movie in the theater like we saw the first two because we got burned twice.
we're not paying for that.
And I can't even imagine what was in the third movie.
What else could be in there? Yeah.
I feel like it was a 2.5 hour long fight scene.
Yeah, because there was the last one was just all fighting.
God, that'd be so exhausting to
watch. I mean, that was Return of the King, though.
No, there was stuff in Return of the King.
There was some other stuff.
There was
the
some
fighting.
Stuff in Return of the King, like the ring.
All the movies had fighting. Like, the second one, Two Towers.
Out. Like,
yeah.
Battle of the Five Armies, I'm pretty sure, is
just
the fighting.
Battle. Yeah.
And it was all digital, so it's not any good.
Yeah. I mean... But, it like,
just
Helm's Deep
so many things.
And Two Towers, that was awesome.
Yeah, it was. Because it was real people that they digitally stuck together. There's a difference.
Yeah.
It's a very strong difference.
That's a difference.
And you can really tell. All right, Inception, worst movie.
Yeah, the worst movie that everybody thought
movie.
Was great.
I've seen bad movies that are not that. I saw Birdemic. Wouldn't recommend that. But you know what? It wasn't supposed to be good.
What was that one with the tire? Rubber?
Rubber.
That one was
not any good.
That was pretty bad. But I love, but that's like a bad movie that I like.
Yeah, I like Lost Skeleton of Kadabra because it's supposed to be
it's
bad.
It's supposed to be
and
bad.
And it also
purpose.
Is bad. And they tried to kickstart a sequel and it didn't even get like half the funding.
I'm sorry, Lost Skeleton.
Bad.
We don't need another one.
No, I would have donated, but I could tell it wasn't going to make it. It wasn't even, because the budget that they were looking for was like 100 grand and they made like, I want to say they made like 15 grand.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you don't even need that much. You just get like a digital video camera.
I think movies cost more than you think they do. Because you have to pay your actors.
Not if they do it for the love.
No, they don't do it for the love, though. They do it for money because
that's
even
what
though they love
do.
It is also their job.
I mean, have you seen Bad Taste?
Yes.
Yeah. That's an
one
awesome
time.
That's a
I
bad movie that's awesome.
Don't remember it, though.
Okay, well, that Peter Jackson filmed it,
right,
on,
it was,
on the
and
weekends
like his friends,
over
right?
4 years. Yeah,
yeah.
It was him and his friends.
That's
made
different,
it.
Though.
Yeah, because they did it for the love of the movie. And...
Yeah, but I bet he was doing other stuff in the meantime to get paid.
Yeah, like working a job.
Yeah, or like the other movie that I made. Sorry, I'm just looking at our movies on our shelf.
Which one? Lord of the Rings? Right here. Lord of the Rings?
No, Dead Alive.
Dead Alive was cool.
What's the American name for Dead Alive?
Dead Alive.
No, it has another name.
Oh, I think the other name is something else.
Yeah, I know it's something else. Let me see.
I think Dead Alive is the American name. Brain Dead.
Brain Dead. No, Brain Dead is the American name. Dead Alive is the foreign one.
No, the original title is Brain Dead.
You sure?
Yes, but Dead Alive is the American one. The synopsis is, a young man's mother is bitten by a Sumatran rat monkey. She gets sick and dies, at which time she comes back to life, killing and eating dogs, nurses, friends, and neighbors.
On a quiet street in a small town, pure evil has come to stay. Lionel, an innocent young man, is forced to care for his domineering mother and finds the task a whole lot more demanding after she's bitten by the cursed Sumatran rat monkey.
Lionel!
Passing the point of death, Lionel's mother sucks friends and family into her gruesome existence among the living dead, and Lionel is sent spiraling into a ghoulish nightmare. Now a crazed zombie, she soon infects enough people to make it difficult for Lionel, still the faithful son, to keep the neighbors from suspecting that something is terribly wrong.
It's a great movie.
It's so good. It doesn't have the right to be as good as it
is. Fernando! Your mother ate my dog!
It is nestled appropriately here between Mystery Men and Cannibal the Musical. Three nearly perfect movies.
Yeah. So yeah, if you haven't seen any of Peter Jackson's older films...
Yeah, you should watch
them. We recommend Dead Alive.
Yep.
And Bad Taste is...
Bad Taste with a grain of salt. It's tough. A little tough to watch. Because
it was his first movie. And he also has some other ones that aren't as, like, gory. What was it? Beautiful Creatures?
I never saw it.
Was one about, like, it's like a regular movie, but it's like teenage girls that, like, were bad. I didn't see it, but it was something like that. And then The Frighteners with Michael J. Fox was actually pretty good.
Cool.
Those were his older movies. And then he did, like, some Lord of the Rings baloney.
Cool.
And then King Kong, which isn't recommended.
I haven't seen King Kong. Fine without it.
Do not need it.
Did you ever see the new Godzilla?
No.
Yeah, me neither. Didn't. Fine without it.
I'm okay.
I don't feel like I'm much for big monster movies.
No,
except Pacific Rim, which is the big monster movie.
I really enjoyed Cloverfield when it came out.
I didn't see it, and I feel like watching it would make me dizzy.
Yeah, it wasn't a great movie. I just enjoyed the concept of it.
Yeah.
Because it was like Blair Witch Project meets Godzilla.
Yeah, that's fine.
That was all it was.
I don't like movies that make me dizzy.
Yeah. No, I get you. I did enjoy Cloverfield for that fact, but it wasn't a great movie.
Oh, well.
It was cool.
Oh, we should do our snack. I'm real tired, by the way. It's like 9:30 p.m. We're recording real late today.
9:30, we have a snack. You have
moved the microphone.
It's snack time.
You have moved the microphone again.
Snack time.
Sorry for microphone noise. We have a snack. Very sorry for microphone noise. Very sorry.
Okay, so our snack is Dorina Jaffa, made by Kras.
We got this at the international market that we have in town, which is one small room with a just chock full of
foreign food. Oh, it's so great. There's food from everywhere.
You know, honestly, all of the international markets in Fargo are better than the one we have here, but this is what we have.
No, I love it, though.
I love it, but I wish there were like more of a like fresh food section.
Oh, sure.
Because there's really not anything here.
In Sioux Falls, they had the World Market. Remember that one?
Cost Plus World Market. That's very... Cost Plus World Market.
Cost Plus World
Market. Yeah. That's what it is. It's a chain.
It was just World Market.
It's a chain.
I didn't know the other words were on it.
Yeah, cost
anyway,
plus
I don't know how to open this.
I will do it
for
you.
Oh, no, I figured
it out. Yeah, there's like a thing that says this is how you open it.
Okay, it looks like a chocolate bar.
It does, so it opens like bottoms. It looks like a chocolate bar, but you can see like kind of the indentations where there's
something else.
Where you're not going to eat all of this. There are 15 pieces in it.
15 pieces, and it's like, it isn't like smooth, shiny chocolate. It's matte chocolate.
It's matte chocolate.
So let's.
That's
let's
weird. We should each have three, I think.
There you go. Here's your three.
Okay.
We're breaking off three little pieces.
It's like soft almost.
Yeah, it's like
you know, it's shiny if you put your fingers on it. It's almost like they didn't.
They didn't temper it.
Temper it.
All right, I'm gonna take a bite.
Okay, I'll take a bite as well. It tastes like a chocolate orange.
Mm-hmm. But it has the layer of, like, cake, or, like, a Jaffa cake?
Mm-hmm. Jaffa cakes, internationally, pretty popular.
Mm. They're good.
It's orange, and, like, biscuit cake, and, chocolate. This is very good. Highly recommend. Dorino made by Cross. Can you try and figure out what country this came from? Mm-hmm. I should say where it was imported from.
I'm going to guess it's like Eastern Europe.
Yeah, it looks like Eastern Europe.
Mm. Yeah, the letters look like Hungarian or something like that. Or Romanian.
Might be on the other part.
Proizvodi Cross, Prehambrna Industrinu, Hrvatska.
That's maybe former Russia. Yeah, this is good.
Croatia.
Croatia, okay.
Eastern Europe.
There you go.
Croatian candy, everyone.
I mean, if you can eat a Jaffa cake, you might as well just eat that instead of this. But
it's just like, it's a candy bar with a Jaffa cake inside.
It's good.
Yeah.
So we have, we've decided to start making more of our own food to cut costs. But I feel like maybe our listeners have some recipes they should share with us.
Oh, yeah.
Is there a food that you like to eat?
Something that you make at home that's cheap and good.
It doesn't even have to be super cheap.
Or
just regular cost, something that's good.
Yeah, post it on our Facebook page or whatever.
We have a Facebook page. It's facebook.com/ahapodcast, I believe. Mm-hmm. Twitter.com/ahapodcast.
And
ahapodcast@gmail.com. Yeah. Remember, @onlyobsessed.
I'm @MattOloff.
You can comment. We have the comment system right now on ahapodcast.com set up to use Facebook. If you don't like that, please let us know.
Yeah.
Although, if you don't use Facebook, I don't know how you
also, we were discussing maybe doing a Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
Just because server costs, or I guess whatever, it costs.
Yeah, the hosting costs with Podbean are, it's not super expensive, but it does cost money.
It's $50 for a year, which is about $4 a month. So right. if you want to give us $1 a month.
And then our domain is another, like, 15 or so.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not, like, a bunch of money, but it'd be nice that if we didn't have to, If you enjoy the podcast, give us a buck.
We do have a donate button. We have a PayPal donate button on ahapodcast.com.
Yeah.
If you want to throw us $5, we're not going to be sad about it.
Yeah. Just to, if you enjoy the podcast at all, you can go.
We don't
want
to make money on it, but it would be nice to...
To break even. You know. But, yeah, maybe I'll set up a Patreon account. I'll let you know in a future episode.
I don't know if we need to do that.
No, I don't know if we do need to, but it might be something to do.
Yeah, we'll see.
I think it's free to do Patreon. They might charge a
fee. They probably charge a little bit. Yeah. They probably take 10% off the top or whatever they usually do.
So you pay us 90 cents and you pay them 10 cents.
Yeah.
But, hey, it's a business, right?
It is a business. They got to make money somehow. Yep. Speaking of making money, Puka Trade.
Oh, yeah, Puka Trade.
They made their Kickstarter, Indiegogo, whatever it was.
If you don't know Puka Trade, it's a magic trading website where you can send out cards to people and you get points towards getting cards sent to you.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's better than trading one for one, because I did another site where you like trade, you have to find the right amount of cards to make the trade even.
And then if you don't get your cards, you're just out.
Yeah, but this one, Puka backs, like, they'll help you out if it doesn't go right.
It's cool. I like Puka Trade. I signed up for it.
Yeah.
I put my cards up. I haven't made any trades yet because I don't really have that many cards. But.
Right. Well, I mean, I just refresh it every once in a while, and then you see when you're like, ooh, let me send that out. I just sent a $24 card today that I never going to use.
Yeah, I send all I have is 15 cent cards. That's the only ones.
Well,
really
you
have
some rares, but like the rares are they come up more rarely.
Well, most of the rares too that I have, I'm keeping. So, that's true. Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to go on there. I'm going to see if I got any good ones right now.
So you got any good pukas? It's fun because it's also like we get presents in the mail every day. because the mail always has a card or two. And it's cool.
I like it.
What'd you get?
Foil roast. $5.50.
There you go.
Boom.
We will get that later because we are still doing a podcast.
Yeah, I'll do it later. Anyway. Another $5.50. I'm trying to collect all the... There's a new format called Tiny Leaders, which I'm trying to collect all the commanders for it.
Mm.
So it's like basically, if you don't know Magic,
you don't know what any of that means.
But if you do know Magic and you know Tiny Leaders, I'm collecting all the Tiny Leaders. Commanders. Yeah.
You are. It's true.
I'm getting close. There's like four or five that are like over $40, and it's just like...
We should talk about Betrayal at House on the Hill. Which is a board game we've played 6 times in the last week.
We've become obsessed with this game.
And I never win. I never win.
You
I don't,
won.
I won one time. Out
and you
of
beat
six
me.
Games, I won one time. Uh-huh. It's depressing.
Well, Well, I was the bad guy twice, and I won twice.
So Betrayal at House on the Hill, if you're not familiar, is a board game. It's a horror-themed board game. It's not particularly scary, but it's a horror-themed board game set in a haunted house where you move your characters to discover rooms. And as you discover rooms, bad stuff can happen to you, good stuff can happen to you, and eventually you're going to release an omen. Basically, you get, like, a card. It's like a little girl, and depending on what room you pull it in, a different situation happens. Right. Someone in your group will likely betray everyone else, and they get to be the bad guy, and you get to be the good guys.
Yeah, so, it depends. There's certain cards called omen cards. When you go to a room, you have to draw an omen card, depending on what room you're in and what omen card you get. You have to roll 6 dice, and if you roll under the amount of omens that are already out, then it triggers I forget what it's called, the event or something that changes the game completely for the rest of the game.
It's called the haunt.
The haunt, that's right. And
it becomes a different game at that point.
Yeah, because at first you're just exploring, trying to get items and stuff like that. And then the haunt happens, and then maybe one of the people is a traitor. Not always, but...
Sometimes you play against a game.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
But there's 50 somebody. Different scenarios that can happen depending on which room and which omen you get, and we haven't had the same one yet.
We haven't.
And it's so much fun. The mummy one was... it would have been cooler if...
The mummy one was kind of lame.
It was awesome because I was the fast guy, and I had to... It worked out for me because I was the baddie.
I think the best, coolest one we had was where the house was collapsing because I didn't lose. Because
you didn't lose. No, if it kept going, it would have been cooler.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Anyway, yeah, that's what we've done.
That's what we've been doing.
That's our week.
It's kind of been the last week.
Yeah.
What do we have coming up? Not much this week, I feel like. My insurance person's going to call me tomorrow.
It was Easter yesterday.
Oh, it was Easter. Don't care. Lich Jesus.
He's a lich.
He's a lich.
Raising zombies. Yeah, I had a bad day at work.
You did have a bad day at work.
But then I got home and, like, took a nap and played some video games and
played Borderlands 2. Okay. Everything got better.
And I get to go back tomorrow, and hopefully everything will be okay.
You know what? It'll be fine.
It'll be fine.
It'll be what you make it.
Yeah. Just having a rough time at work lately.
Completely unrelated. We're looking to move somewhere. If you have any job leads, that'd be real cool to know about.
Yeah, if you know any jobs in Corvallis, Oregon...
Or really, even if you know a job that's not in Fargo, North Dakota, or Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Yeah. Maybe we kind of want to go to a bigger city, like Minneapolis, maybe.
Yeah, I was thinking going of the Twin Cities, because there's, opportunities there.
Yeah, there's, like, other towns. I kind of want to go back to the pawn shop that I worked at for a long time.
I know, but I don't want to go backwards, you know? We've already been there.
Yeah.
There's plenty of the rest of the world to live in. Why go back where we've already been?
Why don't we just move to London?
Oh, because we cannot afford to do that.
How about we move to Hawaii and then just be bums?
We cannot afford to do that.
We can fly. We can sell all of our stuff and buy a plane ticket to fly to Hawaii.
Okay, but even selling all our stuff will not pay off our debts.
Well, then what are they going to do?
Arrest us! It's still the United States!
Oh, how about we fly to Bahamas?
Okay, Jamaica's. Then they'll extradite us.
Do they do that? Where do you? How about we go to Cabo?
How about we're just responsible adults?
And pay off our debts.
Pay off our debts.
Yeah. Oh, we should make a budget.
Yeah, I don't.
Someday.
I know we should, but it's a daunting, scary task. Just like, we just don't want to.
I know, but it's probably in our best interest. I think we talked about that last week, didn't we?
Yeah. We'll probably keep talking about it until we do it.
Then one week we'll be like, we made a budget.
I made Japanese curry today.
Is that Japanese?
Yeah.
It was good.
It's Japanese.
I like Thai curry.
Really, I like Thai curry. We bought some Thai curry paste.
I like India curry.
I think I just like curry. Although curry is not Indian. It is British. Indian curry is British. It's not Indian. So
I like Pakistani food.
Pakistani food is good. Remember Himalayan food.
Well, that's Pakistan's in the Himalayas.
Yeah, but there's other places. Nepal.
Well, that's more like on the plateau. Or that's Tibet.
Solidly in the Tibet Himalayas. Is the yeah. Yep. Sherpas. They're Nepali.
Do you eat them?
What?
I don't know. You're like, they're food.
What? We're no, talking about do you not Himalayan know what a Sherpa food. Is?
Yeah, it's the guy who guides you up the mountain. But
no, it's a group of people. It's like, Sherpa doesn't mean guide. Sherpa means
Sherpa was the guy who brings you up the mountain.
So the Sherpa people are familiar with the mountain, and you can get a Sherpa guide to bring you up, but a Sherpa is not a guide.
Well, guess who's dumb? It's me.
That's like... Like, if you assume that everyone in Montana is a lumberjack, and you just start calling lumberjacks Montanians. He's like, yeah, he's a Montanian, but he lives in New York. Yeah, he's a Montanian.
I don't know if that's the right analogy.
Sure it is. I've decided that it is. Okay. Maybe it's the other way around. Maybe it's like if you live in Montana, you automatically assume you're a lumberjack.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, I guess that's what it is.
So if they live in Montana...
Do you refer to everybody who lives in Montana as a lumberjack?
Right.
But they're not.
Yeah. Well, people... When I grew up in Pennsylvania, and people think that it's only Amish people that live there.
Really? I thought it was only, like, coal miners that live there.
Right, yeah.
I think it's Amish people and coal miners, and that's it.
And then Philadelphia.
And then Centralia, where nobody is at all.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can't live there.
That's cool how they... I didn't realize that they based Silent Hill on Centralia.
Centralia, the ever-burning city. Just fucked it up.
There was one guy that I knew when I worked at Arby's. One of the managers there was like...
You worked at Arby's? I feel like every time you tell me you worked at Arby's, I say, you worked at Arby's?
I did, briefly, yeah. Because I was like after... I was in high school.
Right.
And it was after school. But one of the managers there, he was like the last guy that still had a house in Centralia and he didn't want
to
move.
Why would you do that to yourself?
He liked it there.
No, just like breathing coal smoke all the time.
Yeah, well, it's
that
kind of on fire.
Any good. Did they try to put it out?
I don't know.
I don't know how you would.
Just let it go. Just let it burn and the smoke comes up out of the ground.
Let it go! Some
okay,
sucks!
Bye!
Oh, no, wait! Oh. That's my number zero.
Frozen?
Frozen was terrible!
I like the song with the snowman. Anyway.
Olaf?
Yeah.
You just like it because his name is Olaf. And that's
no,
your
I just
like
the snowman because he was silly and he liked to be warm.
Let it go!
It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the podcast. Okay, bye.